Welcome to the NewsHour. President Trump said today that the United States was not interested in a ceasefire with Iran because, from a military standpoint, he said Iran was finished. Late today, Trump said on Truth Social that, quote, we are getting very close to meeting our objectives as we consider winding down our great military efforts in the Middle East with respect to the terrorist regime of Iran. Meanwhile, Israel and the United States continue to attack Iran today, hitting the same kinds of targets they've struck throughout this campaign. And Iran continued to strike back, with missiles and drones landing in Israel and on oil and gas facilities across the Persian Gulf. White House correspondent Liz Landers has the latest.
Today in the Holy Land, its holy city bombed.
Why?
Iran today struck the ancient old quarter of Jerusalem. A missile landing only a few hundred feet from the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Western Wall, places of prayer sacred to billions. As further Iranian attacks hit the city of Rehovot in the country's center, killing 15 people nationwide as the war's casualty rate continues to grow. Iran is threatening to keep up the fight. Its Revolutionary Guard today releasing a statement announcing that the embattled regime is continuing to produce missiles and stockpiles are high, having again today struck Kuwait's Al-Mahdi and Mina Abdullah oil refineries, forcing both to shut down. As the price of gas inches up even higher, a barrel of Brent crude oil today peaked at $111. With the war now entering its fourth week, Iran has heavily damaged many petroleum facilities and other targets in the region. As the new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, today released a statement on the eve of Nowruz, vowing to continue the battle and urging the nation to stay steadfast in the face of war. In Tehran, mourners gathered to pay their respects to Intelligence Minister Ismail Khatib, killed Wednesday by Israeli fire.
We have come to say that no matter how much you kill us, we become more awake, more alert. We will not back down. We will not abandon the streets. We will not abandon the front line. Death to America. Death to Israel.
15 senior IRGC government officials have now been killed since the start of the war. President Donald Trump touching upon these regime losses as grounds to continue the war.
You know, you don't do a ceasefire when you're literally obliterating the other side. They don't have a navy. They don't have an air force. They don't have any equipment to, they don't have any spotters. They don't have anti-aircraft. They don't have radar. And their leaders have all been killed at every level.
The U.S. today continued its campaign targeting Iran's navy and drone capabilities in order to open the Strait of Hormuz. As President Trump today criticized NATO countries for not helping in the effort, writing on Truth Social that the nations, quote, complain about the high oil prices they are forced to pay, but don't want to help open the Strait of Hormuz, a simple military maneuver that is the single reason for the high oil prices, so easy for them to do with so little risk, cowards, and we will remember. As the Strait remains in the war's chokehold, seven NATO countries today issued a statement condemning Iran's attacks. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Japan, and Canada penned the statement saying that they were ready to, quote, contribute to appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait. We welcome the commitment of nations who are engaged in preparatory planning. But French President Emmanuel Macron expressed doubt in joining the war after European nations met in Brussels today.
I have not heard anyone here express a willingness to enter this conflict, quite the opposite. And I do not believe that taking part in an escalation, should one occur, would in any way resolve the international situation or its consequences for our economies.
That concern for the war's economic fallout shared by some Americans.
It's very disheartening, all the lives that are lost. And also just the state of the economy in general.
But the president's base remains supportive of the military intervention in Iran, according to a new Politico poll out Friday. 70% of the president's 2024 voters support the strikes last month, with 53% of self-identified MAGA voters saying they back the military moves because they trust Trump to do the right thing. Though more than half of Americans overall do not support the war, according to several polls. Meanwhile, on the streets of Beirut, hundreds of thousands of Lebanese,
displaced by Israeli attacks, now greet Eid, meant to be a time of celebration and peace, homeless and in the rain. 33-year-old Sama Yihola was forced out of her home in Beirut's southern suburbs. She now lives in a minibus with her two children.
This Eid is certainly different from the Eid before. Our circumstances used to be different. We were at home. My children had new clothes for the Eid, and their lives were, of course, different. Everything is difficult. There's nothing that isn't difficult.
And while the adults put on a brave face this holiday for the nation's children, the destruction and loss is everywhere. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Liz Landers. Mm-hmm.